It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
One of the pastor who has not been so gentle. He has been hitting hard. Truth after truth after truth after truth. Pastor Lamech is here to talk to us now. The final installment for the forgiveness series that has been driving the whole week. He's talking about reconciliation and acceptance. Oh, kosiyamaibo. Oh, hi, kodwa. Reconciliation and acceptance. Remember yesterday I gave an example of how people would say, no, I forgive you, I forgive you. And then they say, no, but we cannot stay together any longer. I love you from a distance. So today we're talking about reconciliation. You can't say you have forgiven and you have moved on, and yet you're not willing to accept the person and reconcile with them. We're talking about that today. So let's hear what the good pastor is saying. Pastor Francis Lamech, good afternoon to you and welcome back. Thank you very much for being our teacher this week.
Good afternoon, my brother. We always thank the Lord for these opportunities to...
Oh, I do hope the devil doesn't tamper with our line again this week today. Let's try and go ahead and finish. First and foremost, just give us definitions of these two terms, reconciliation and acceptance. What is reconciliation and what is acceptance?
All right. Let me say reconciliation and acceptance involves the restoration of relationships. And a willingness to move forward. Unlike forgiveness itself can be a personal decision to let go of the negative feelings. Maybe, yeah, in a nutshell, that's all I can say. Okay. That's reconciliation, acceptance, and forgiveness.
Okay. So what role does reconciliation play in the forgiveness process, according to your understanding?
Taking it from a biblical maybe understanding, let me quote Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, where God says, come now and let us reason together.
Right.
So I understand that it is like the coming together of two people to the table in an atmosphere to open up, pour out ill feelings and map the way forward without suspecting or having a backlog about a bad feeling with someone.
Okay. So how does the Bible guide believers in seeking reconciliation with those they have forgiven?
Let me just say the main themes, then I'll just dissect them into cases that maybe you may be able to chew.
Okay.
I think the whole idea that lies behind reconciliation is that we must remember that we are social beings.
Yeah.
Number two, we are the members of the same family of God.
Right.
And number three, learning to stay together on earth is also learning and preparation to stay together in heaven.
Okay.
But if we can't share the earth, then we can't share heaven. Oof. As well.
Oof. Okay.
because when you just get with it, maybe you get to heaven and you see this person whom you got some ill feelings with it, and then you're like, man, God, should we now the Jerusalem come down
in 5,000
years?
Yeah.
What God will just do, he will leave you behind when it comes to take the Russia, so that you don't bring a new topic that is rain ever.
Okay.
I think the guidance that we are given now is that like the other verse that we read through during the week, Matthew chapter 5 verse 23, if it comes back to your memory that you have wronged your brother, go and reconcile. So there is issue of that. When it comes to your mind, don't ignore that feeling.
Yeah.
Go back and set things right. And if you read Matthew chapter 18 verse 15, it says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their faults just between the two of you.
Yeah.
So the issue is not going around telling people what happens, but also there must be an effort to go and talk to your brother about what happened, and then you go over it.
Okay. So can forgiveness be complete, Mfundisi? Is it possible to have a complete forgiveness without the possibility or act of reconciliation, especially in cases of interpersonal relationships?
It's a difficult question because I think in the statistics that are maybe circulating in our world, most people, they prefer not to reconcile, but they're forgiven. But it differs depending on the persons and what has happened. So I think it depends with the persons involved and also what might have happened. There are other things that you can't take the person to go see that person, but still they may not have that privilege to go and meet in person. But in their hearts, they could maybe have made it right that I've forgiven the person. But I don't think going and seeing the person and talking about it is gonna be well.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's gonna be.
Otherwise, going to what? Say that again, Punis.
Yeah, otherwise, in some cases, maybe a person to go back to meet the person and reconcile can be as good as like trying to cut afresh the wounds that have healed already.
Okay.
So it may be a possibility that sometimes a person can forgive without necessarily going to reconcile the person.
Right.
In others, it is very important to go and reconcile the person.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And so how can acceptance then of the past, including the wrongdoing that has been done against you, contribute to the overall forgiveness process?
I think the recognition of the past brings the drive to seek a higher power to overcome guilty, number one, because there was an incident that I once met a mom brought a daughter who was impregnated by someone, and she was like, "I'm from DC, this can't be done to me." Then I says, "If it can't be done to you and your girl is 4 months pregnant, what are you saying? You better go back and accept that this thing happened." And then from there, we take it forward. So I think the recognition of the past brings back the drive to seek a higher power to overcome.
Right, right.
Yeah, and it's one to free himself or herself from guilty or bitterness.
Mm.
And by attempting, by accepting that the past, it also brings consolation to the heart.
Right.
You know, like say, I didn't fail, because fail, it's F-A-I-L. First attempt is learning. You're like, okay, that happened because I was learning.
Right.
Yeah, my own homemade maybe proverb is that blessed are those who sit on thorns, for they will quickly get up and be cautious.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we sit on these thorns that were given in life, we quickly get up, man. And
yeah.
We start to live cautious.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I didn't see that one coming. Okay, so according to Christian teachings and Funis, what role does acceptance play in the journey of faith now and in spiritual growth after forgiveness?
I think this question maybe we could have answered it during the week somehow when we talked about healing and inner peace. It brings the healing and inner peace that
right.
propels your confidence in that also Christ can accept you.
Okay.
So you are no longer entangled in the past, but it's now you are now, because you have learned to accept, you also now, it also now probes your mind that you can be accepted. Because remember what we learned during the week was that forgive us as we forgive. So the moment you learn to forgive, God starts watching you for righteousness.
All right. Okay. And then my final question, Funis, how does accepting the humanity and imperfections of others align with the biblical call to extend grace and forgiveness?
Yeah, I think this is a very critical verse that I'll try to quote. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. For all have sinned and fall short of of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that comes by Jesus Christ.
Right.
I think once it comes to our mind to realize or to understand that we are beings that are imperfect. We are dealing with people who are not perfect. So there must be that room that they make mistakes, they may wrongdo, they may harm us. And in the same process, we should learn that we are under construction. People, they are not yet there perfect, you know. But let us strive to be perfect, you know. Yeah. So I think maybe that's what we may learn from Romans. Maybe let me just give this illustration about a story that I read some time ago.
Okay.
You know, there was once a war in Germany, whereas the eastern side and the western side of Germany, right. They could not get along, the people of the same country. So what happened? The other people, they loaded a truck full of rubbish and all dirty things. Then they pushed it to the other side.
Mm.
The other side got it and says, oh, this is what they have sent it to us. They offloaded all the rubbish, then buried it and cleaned the car and went around saying, people, bring everything, be it food, whatever nice that you have.
Yeah.
And they loaded the truck. And at the back, they wrote a note. People, they give what they have.
Wow.
So the other side, they had rubbish. That's what they could offer. But these other guys, they offered what they have. So in this life, it's not what people they will do to you. But it's what do you have? Because you can't give what you don't have.
yo. Ah, okay. Give me the standards. Please close for us with a word of prayer, Punis.
Our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this journey that some of us started on Monday and still continuing to learn about forgiveness. But all of us, Lord, may you take us into the experience of your forgiveness in our lives. And be patient with us, God, as we go through this pain process of it. But above all, may the bright people we may see through this experience is a smiling who is ready to accept us. And even those who have offended us, and even those whom we have offended. We pray to all this. Amen.
Mfundisi, thank you ever so much. Amen. Amen. Pastor Francis Lamech, your ministry has been invaluable to me. And you guys, you don't know how much you're healing me. You and all the ministers that have been ministering to me this week. I don't know, particularly this week. It was just brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Mfundisi. May God extend your territory.
Thank you, my brother, and also thank you to all our listeners and the family that have been praying for me that we may be able to present this before the people of God.
Amen. Amen.
I love you.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Pastor Francis Lamech, his parting shot, brilliant stuff.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.